from your world news headquarters on the World Wide Web, it's time for your daily dose of sanity. This is the Maria Heller Show. Maria Heller is a published author, founder of The Universal Wheel, a lifestyle and philosophy based on our interconnectedness to all living things, a Reiki master, and delivers the news with spiritual views. How many intuitive news decoders, animal rights activists, and vegetarian broadcasters are there? Just one, Maria. Maria has provided independent news for a smart audience for over 13 years now on The Maria Heller Show, available at maria.net.
M-E-R-I-A.net.
And now, here is your host, the mouth that roars, Maria Heller.
Good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. How's everybody doing out there? I guess playing that golden oldie yesterday, JFK is still alive, really took the audience by storm. So maybe it was a good thing that my other guests had a scheduling problem. I do wonder a little bit about how the audience would react, but hey, it's the same way it reacted the first time it aired in 2005. With tears and joy and hope and all kinds of wonderment. So if you missed it, go back in and listen to it. Today, of course, is Stars Are Us with Joe Anthony of PlanetsWithin.com. And we're going to be talking about what we said would happen last month and what's going on and what we can expect this month. So without further ado, let me say good morning to Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Maria. Good morning.
How are you?
How's life? I'm doing well, you know, adjusting to all this energetic shift and changing, and this month is no different. You know, we're all feeling something.
Well, it's May Day, and, May Day.
May Day, exactly, May Day.
May Day, May Day. Has a whole new meaning today than it used to have.
It absolutely does. You know, we're feeling the heavy effects of all this Taurus energy. For those of you that are not familiar with astrology, Taurus is the sign of the bull. And one of the characteristics of Taurus is being stable or not wanting to move or instability, you know, not wanting to change. And it's a heavy energy. And I think we're all feeling that right now, Maria.
Oh, yeah. I can certainly see it even just with some of my close friends. Just a lot of emotional stuff, a lot of old issues coming up, and, you know, general malaise and unhappiness.
Exactly, because we're not sure what the heck is happening to us. That's right. The bottom line. And as we've been saying all along, we know our belief system, our view of the world is changing dramatically and has been going through this change for quite a while. And these are the changes that the Mayans were talking about and some of these other cultures were talking about, and we're smack dab in the middle of it.
Right.
And you know, we have to face it. We have to face this reality that we're not living in Kansas anymore.
If we ever were. Hey, you know, I was thinking about last month's show where you gave out a date where you said something was going to happen. And, of course, let's not leave out that we had the Boston bombings. What do you think about that?
Well, when I first heard that and I knew the energy was running up very high, you see, in astrology, Aries is about impulse, it's about moving forward, it's about reaction, you know, reacting to situations. And with all those planets last month in Aries, including Uranus, Uranus represents explosions, it represents shocking moments, it represents high energy. And when you couple Aries energy with Uranus energy, you know, you're going to get situations like this. As a matter of fact, if we go back to 2011 and the Japanese tsunami and the earthquake and all that stuff that happened to Fukushima, There's another perfect example of the energy that's in play astrologically. Mm-hmm. And we're not done with that yet, because this month we're going to see more of the same energy, but not as severe. But that you know, when I saw that, I was like, oh, okay, all right. You know, this is pretty shocking. This is pretty predictive of the powers that used to be, as I like to call them, doing something to cause disruption and havoc. Because as I've said all along, these people that run the world absolutely use astrology. They know when the opportune time opens up for them to cause more havoc and more psychological stress on people. You see, or better yet, when they, you know, create some sort of ritual or a ceremony to enact something. Mm-hmm. So it's no surprise to me. I just was feeling it very strongly, intuitively, that I, you know, something was going to happen around April, and it did not, you know, surprise me in a sense that it was going to be a bombing. Mm-hmm. And they're doing whatever they can to shock our system. And maybe in a good way, in a sense, that we're going to look at them in a completely different way. And I know you and I and your audience that's been paying attention knows this already. But for those people that are not aware of it, maybe this was a kind of a wake-up call to them. Because when you look at all the evidence, you see that it was a false flag, that there was all kinds of stuff that did not make any sense, and there were actors involved and nonsense like this. And maybe people are starting to see that our government is not, you know, entire government, but parts of our government is not really benevolent.
Right.
They're just in, you know, want power and greed. So, but it doesn't surprise me one bit.
Well, you can see how quickly online people were taking apart the official story in real time. So people
exactly.
have certainly woken up big time and are much more aware than they were, you know, 10 years ago.
Absolutely. And then that's part of the dynamics of what's happening astrologically with Pluto in Capricorn. And this has been the main alignment that has been causing a lot of people to awaken. Pluto represents digging deep within our psyche, seeing through the facade or the illusion to get to the core. And in Capricorn, it represents, as I've been saying all along on your show, that Capricorn represents the power structures, the organizations, the institutions, the corporations, the governments, the religious entities, all of it. We're seeing right through the facade, and I love it. I love that we're all, you know, that we're all coming together and we're beginning to awaken to how we give away our power to these institutions and corporations and organizations.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's like, hey, for me, I feel like, hey, it only took me 35 years to make a difference with people in the way they think.
Absolutely. And you know, you've been an innovator and so many others, you know, who thought, and I've talked to a lot of people that are on the same wavelength and were talking about this in the 60s and 70s, and people would just look at them like they were crazy. Now it's the norm.
Right.
And I love it.
Right. Now, are we coming into some solar eclipses this month?
Oh, absolutely. This is such a big month for another transformation. We have a solar eclipse on May 9th, which happens to be the day I'm going to be doing my event in Sedona. You know, and I purposely chose that date.
It should be a good one then.
Yes. But this solar eclipse is really going to be a very powerful solar eclipse, having to deal with our values, our belief system, what we really want out of life, you know, our philosophy on life. Our tangible goods, our money, it's going to absolutely change our perception of all of that. And I've been saying all along, Maria, you know, solar eclipses represent a doorway of opportunity, and they highlight something significant depending on the sign that they're in. This one happens to be in Taurus, and it represents everything that I just mentioned to you.
Mm-hmm.
So from this point forward, from the next 6 months to a year, because that's how long it takes them to manifest and to bring awareness, we will see either a new monetary system or something new having to do with currency being implemented, maybe gold or silver being the standard again attached to money, or prices of gold and silver just skyrocketing. We're going to see a new value system put in place. I know we talked about Bitcoin for a while the last time, but we're going to see something.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is what this eclipse is going to be all about. It's going to implement new ideas. But because it's in Taurus and some of the alignments are, they're okay, but I'd like to see better ones like Mars conjuncting this this eclipse. We may see some friction. We may see some resistance. Just like anything new that gets implemented, we begin to see total resistance from the system, from people. Oh, no, I don't want to do that. Oh, no, I can't do that. I don't want to buy that. No, I can't, you know. So we'll see that at first, but I'm predicting that we're going to see some major changes,
mm-hmm.
and this is the eclipse that's going to kick it off.
All right. I don't know if you got to see, but here in Arizona, They just put a bill before the governor for stores and businesses to accept gold and silver as legal tender.
Yes, I did see that, and that's wonderful. And I think other states are doing it, but of course, lamestream media is not reporting it because they don't want to cause disruption and havoc and, you know, rock the boat. But I have seen that. Yes, I did see that. And then, of course, you know, there's speculation now of taxing the internet, and you know, that always causes havoc and confusion. How do you collect that?
You know, how do you collect it? It's right. What about a small business person trying to, you know, sell mugs, and all of a sudden they got to collect taxes on 50 states and be responsible for it? So,
right.
You know, it's just, so, you know, more taxes, less for us, more for them, less for us.
Absolutely. So this is the kind of month we're going to see, and again, this is the month that kicks it off. So when we talk in 6 months from now, Maria, or a year from now, because that's, again, how long it takes for this stuff to manifest from a astrological perspective, we'll see a new system, or we'll see new, you know, states implementing gold and silver as currency exchange, or some other way of maybe even bartering, who knows. But we'll have to see how it pans itself out. But I'm excited. I'm looking forward to these changes, mm-hmm. and I think it'll be for the better,
right.
One way or another.
Well, what's happening with Venus on May 9th?
Oh yes, the same day, Venus, the planet of love, partnerships. Venus also represents money, and it goes into Gemini. So Gemini is all about communication, as any Gemini would know. It's all about thinking, processing. We feel much more mentally active. So couple that with the solar eclipse, I think we're going to have a lot more talk about Federal Reserve, currency, partners, partnerships. I know there's a lot of people that I know, and especially clients, that are starting new businesses mm-hmm. or want to go into a partnership with someone to make money. Or the relationship issue is going to become a major theme this month because Venus in Gemini wants to exchange ideas and information on a personal level. But with this May eclipse, this is absolutely going to highlight relationships or thoughts about relationships on a personal level, but really all kinds of relationships. So with Venus in Gemini, this will definitely add another element of communication. It sort of ups the ante in a sense.
Right.
And our minds become more mentally active.
Now, did your newsletter say that we're having 3 eclipses this month?
Well, not this month. We have 2 eclipses this month. We have the first one on May the 9th, which is a solar eclipse.
Mm.
And then again on the 24th, we have a lunar eclipse. This is the second lunar eclipse. The other one was last month at the end of April. That was on the 25th, and that was in Scorpio. So there's 3 eclipses back to back, which is very rare in astrology. And these are partial eclipses. So what that means is, from a symbolic standpoint or a cyclical standpoint, is that there's a cycle. These are cycles that are showing significant and dramatic change. And this is why I said, look for this time period to be very significant in 6 months to a year. Mm-hmm. Because with 3 eclipses signifying a turning point, it's very important. So on the 24th, the lunar eclipse in Sagittarius, I'm going to go out on a limb and say again, Sagittarius represents organizations, it represents the law, it represents judges, it represents government, and look for some major news coming from government officials or an important government figure making headlines, or maybe even an impeachment.
We can only pray.
We can only pray that starts the domino effect. Now I know you follow the news, and I'm sure many of your listeners listen also, that I think it was a judge in Illinois found that there was some sort of voter tampering fraud going on.
All right.
On behalf of the Obama administration. And, you know, it's just, I think the cards are going to fall. The entire system is going to collapse for these people that have been lying and cheating and manipulating. It's just a matter of time.
Well, they deserve it.
Yes, they do.
I mean, when you look at the European Union, all of a sudden they're realizing, oops, austerity wasn't the way to go. So it's
exactly.
Like people are waking up around the world, and I think a lot of the little people, which is probably 95% of us, are realizing who the problems are. And I Absolutely. Think it's going to be very dangerous for the elite and the controllers over the next year or two. Very physically Absolutely. Dangerous.
Absolutely. Well, you know, our job is to get to most people and help them understand what's really going on without bringing too much conflict into their lives and challenging their own belief system. But on the other hand, if we could get to some of the police officers and the military personnel, you know, and tell them, listen, guys, this is how it works. This is what's been going on. Wake up. You know, you're the only thing that stands between the public and these people that have been running the world into the ground. Mm-hmm. And they're not doing it because they're benevolent. They're doing it to destroy the planet and to keep control over humanity. So start waking up and start uniting, you know, as human beings on this planet, and stop, you know, buying into this system. And I saw a Facebook post, I think it was a while back, but some German police officers that were, you know, in a protest, they took off their helmets and started marching with the protesters.
Right, and they were protesting the Rothschild banks.
Right, exactly.
So it could happen. You know, I know on the QT from somebody personally who's going to stay anonymous, mm-hmm. that there are people in the Marines that are waking up to the truth, and the truth especially about 9/11 and the wars, etc. And I did not know that the Marines don't have their own intel. And some of these Marines are trying to form their own intel because they're tired of being jerked around.
Mm-hmm.
So, no. You know, if that's, you know, one story I heard, who knows how many other stories are going around.
Well, the bottom line is, you know, because we're on top of all this, I feel that we have people on the inside, in the military, in high places, that are absolutely in favor of collapsing and taking away the power from these people that have been destroying this country and the world. And they're just waiting to make their move, okay? Bottom line, they're waiting to make their move. And so I know we have good people on the inside, you know, generals and so on and so forth. And we just need the opportunity. They need the opportunity. But you know what? It really starts with the people.
Right.
If this country would start waking up, okay, not in a violent sort of way, or, you know, we'd literally start doing the little things. They would literally step up to the plate and say, this is how it's going to be. Let's start arresting these people that have been literally destroying our world. You know, and I think that's going to happen at some point.
Well, so, you see, it happens in third world countries. You know, look at Bangladesh with that factory collapse. And, you know, the people that owned the factory, the people that did the construction, they've all already been arrested. And they, you know, I'm sure they're going to face a fate worse than death. But, you know, here in the United States, you know, we're really slow to action, to copy what, you know, countries that we poo-poo, who obviously know and see more justice than we do.
Well, we're very comfortable here in the United States, you know, unless it affects us in the pocket, you know, people don't rise up or pay attention. But, you know, I see a lot of Facebook posts and I even talk to clients and friends and they are waking up. They are seeing something is different. Something's not right. So that gives me hope that, you know, we'll eventually get to a place where people will pay attention and say, okay, we need to change the system.
Right.
You know, and they just need guidance. They really don't know what to do or how to do it. And some of the basic things is you take your money out of the major banks. That's number one.
God,
you know?
I did that like 12 years ago.
Exactly. You start buying organic or going to farmer's market or growing your own food. That's number two.
Doing that too.
Exactly. You know, and the third thing, you want to really send a powerful message? You know, when elections come around, which pretty much your jokes, you vote every incumbent out. I don't
exactly.
care what side they are. You know, you vote them out.
Right. If they're in, get them out. Not that your vote matters. But,
right,
hey.
Exactly.
Well, what did you think about Sandra O'Connor saying maybe the Supreme Court shouldn't have gotten involved in the Gore versus Bush debacle?
Well, you know what? I didn't actually read that. I didn't hear about that, and I'll look into it after the show. But nothing surprises me.
Yeah,
anymore.
I was like, okay, now she's old and ready to die, and she wants to go meet her maker with clean hands. Too little, too late.
Isn't that something, how they all want to, you know, find God as they know they're going to be nearing the end? I love it.
Right.
You know?
So I'm like, you know, I hope she's her and the rest of those Supreme Courts rot in the hell of their own choosing.
Well, you know, if it's true what Denyon Brinkley and so many other people that have had near-death experiences talk about, when we cross over, we have a life review, okay? And we begin to experience everything that we have encountered, all the pain and suffering, all the happiness and joy, and so on and so forth. So, you know, it doesn't surprise me that they start thinking that way.
And yeah, well, payback's a bitch.
Exactly, exactly. Especially those that have literally killed hundreds and have destroyed so many people's lives. And I think you know who I'm talking about.
Exactly. All right, let's get back to Gemini. What's happening with Gemini since she seems to be so busy this month? On the 15th and the 20th when the sun goes into Gemini.
Okay, so let me give you what my take is on this month. We start off the month basically in this lethargic sort of way of feeling, and that's only because that, you know, four planets in Taurus are making things very heavy for us.
Mm.
After the eclipse, after the 15th or so, Mercury enters Gemini, and on May the 20th, you're right, Sun enters Gemini. Now we begin to have four planets in the sign of Gemini. Now, Gemini is a restless planet. It's a restless symbol. With four planets, we could expect all kinds of information, technology, to bombard us, or our minds are just going to become overloaded with all kinds of things to think about. Okay, it's a very jumpy. So we're going to go from this quiet, subdued first half of the month to second half where we have high energy, restless, can't sleep, you know, just feeling irritated or overthinking and overprocessing with a need to communicate.
Uh-huh.
So I think we'll start getting busy too, Maria, the second half of the month.
Good. I like
that. Oh, yeah. Wonderful. But at the same time, I have to throw this in because on May the 20th, the third Uranus square Pluto takes effect. This is what's been causing all the changes for the past 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So
right.
Couple Gemini energy with the Uranus and Pluto, look for another event or another some revelation or shocking news that surprises us, and it may cause a major buzz.
Right. See? Do you think that a war could start during that period too?
Well, it's possible, but I think whatever they start or whatever, you know, changes they create, whether it's another bombing, another war, you know, I think people are going to see right through it and go, uh-oh, signs of a false flag, signs of disruption, signs of this doesn't make any sense.
Well, people are already seeing it. You see it on social media with Syria and the supposed chemical weapons they used on their own people. Everybody's posting on social media. You know, where'd we hear this story before?
Exactly, totally. But the other news, and I know you're aware of this, but the UFO talk has been amped up to another level. You know, you had the series movie that just came out with, what's his name, you know, the doctor there.
Right.
We have these disclosure hearings that have been going on since the 29th, okay? So it's like the UFO thing is also taking front and center.
Well, that kind of worries me, I'll tell you that, because I've often known that once all their other false flag unite the world shit doesn't work, the next thing's going to be some invasion by aliens. So I'm sure the government will use that for its own good, too, with, who knows, holograms in the sky.
Absolutely, and I'm totally aware of that. But fortunately, these people right now that are putting this information at the forefront are literally saying, word for word, these are not evil ETs. These are not, you know, what you see in the movie. So they're emphasizing that to a very, you know, strong degree. And I have to agree with them because everything I've ever read or understand about this subject, 98% of them are not evil or because they would have destroyed this planet a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But they're promoting the benevolent side of them. Yes, the planet, you know, they could interject and have, you know, Project Blue Beam working its magic and creating holograms and so on and so forth. I wouldn't doubt that one bit. But it'll add confusion. Now, I'm just saying, you know, I'm just saying that. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I, at some point we're going to see more ET intervention or more of these craft on this planet. No doubt about that.
Oh, and, I'm surely seeing a heck of a lot more realistic photographs, you know, on in social media, too. A lot of sightings, a lot of things people talk about. But in America, we don't get to know anything.
Exactly. Well, that's going to be a major shock when it does happen. And I feel like it's going to happen over the next couple of years. I don't think it'll be this year. I'm hoping it'll be this year, but I don't think it'll be this year. I think it'll be, they're waiting and they're watching to make sure society really changes its belief system before they could interact or, you know, let themselves be known, because they realize that it would be a major shock to our belief system.
Oh, yeah. It would pretty much destroy every religion on earth immediately. Let's not leave that out.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, we're alone in the universe bullshit would go away in a second.
Absolutely. Totally. I mean, if anyone just researches this topic with an open mind and sees the amount of information, it's just incredible. You cannot say that they don't exist, and you cannot say that we're the only ones in the universe. There's no way. There's no way. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to it. I really think it's going to be an exciting time to live in right now. The next 10 years is just going to be incredible.
Well, looking at May, I mean, when you project for May, and I'm sure you looked at, you know, through the summer, is this going to be a good period of time?
Well, we do have some alignments that are occurring in the fall, and I'll talk about that briefly. But the summer months, I feel like it's going to be very hot, in a sense that either temperature or weather manipulation is going to continue to take place. I don't see major alignments taking place. I mean, June, July, these are all going to be very similar to what we're used to. But as we go into August is when we start seeing some alignments. And I haven't gone that far yet, Maria, to really dig in and see what's going on major event-wise.
Right.
But I do know by the end of the year, we start having these grand crosses and T-squares again. And especially in October and November, we have more lunar eclipses and solar eclipses taking place. This is going to be very significant. But major, major astrological alignments are occurring in January, February, and March of next year. So, again, these are grand crosses, T-squares in astrology. They represent tension. They represent a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. And that's where I see more activity on some level, on a personal level as well as on a larger scale. The end of this year into the beginning of next year, we really need to pay attention. And I don't know exactly how it's going to play itself out, but there is a lot of energy building up towards the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So that,
well, I guess we'll continue to cover it month to month. Joe, we're going to go to a short break, so I'm going to tell everybody to stay with us. Joe and I will be right back, and, of course, we have your monthly astrology, too, so stay with us. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Maria. I've got a question. How much more crap are we going to take? We're running out of time, folks, to wake up anyone with ears to hear. Government corruption, government lies, cover-ups, false flags, genetically modified organisms in our food, the heart program, chemtrails over our heads, pharmaceuticals in our water, poisons in our food supply, corrupted elections, being ruled by the elite 1% of 1%. When will it end? It'll end when everyone learns the information that's here on site, in my archives, and the new shows that I tirelessly put out 4 days a week. Available for pennies a day. Get over to maria.net, M-E-R-I-A.net. Pick a subscription of your choice. Get educated and then share that education. I've always believed if everyone in this world knew the information that I present on this show, now since 2000, we would change this world on a dime. So ask yourself while you're sitting back there if you've never supported my work, but still listen, how much more crap are you going to take? Get in there and get a subscription today. You'll be so happy you did, and you'll become one of the smartest people on the planet, able to decipher the fake news they give us every day. In instants, just like my listeners always manage to do. So for now, let's get back to the show.
All right.
Okay, welcome back to Stars Are Us with my co-host Joseph Anthony. If you're not familiar with his work, never had your chart done or your progress charts done, what are you waiting for? Get over to planetswithin.com. Joe's reasonable. He's really good. He does mine every year. What else do you need to know? Joe, this event you're doing in Sedona, May 9th, is it an all-day workshop? How can people get information about it, show up? Why?
Well, they can, first of all, they can go to my website, planetswithin.com, and on the front page, you'll see, the event. It'll say, what is psychic ability and how to use it event. You'll click on that, and it'll open up to a flyer. Okay, it'll give you all the information on what it's all about. Mm-hmm. Now, for those folks that are interested and live in other states and other countries, it is going to be filmed and recorded. And we were going to do live stream, but because of the time, it's at 7 o'clock at night here in Arizona. So around the world, it'll be a different time zone. So we decided not to do live stream, but we are recording it, and it will be available for download from one of my sites.
Great.
Or you could order the DVD. So you're not going to be able to miss it. But the information is really about what is psychic ability. Because everybody thinks, that it's something woo-woo and you don't have it and I don't know what it is. The entire presentation is going to be two and a half hours. It's not an all-day event. It's a presentation using PowerPoint slides to explain to everyone how to use your natural psychic ability. We all have it because we're all connected to this source. So we need to use and understand how to use it and what the symbolism is and what it all means, what all of this foo-foo stuff with tarot cards and astrology and all this stuff, what it's really all about.
Well, it sounds really good. And hey, for my listeners out there, you can't pick a better time to go to Sedona than the month of May. You're not going to want to be out here in June or July, especially not July. I don't care where in the state you are. Joe, let's get over to the monthly horoscopes for people because I want to preface this with pay attention to your rising sign, your moon sign, and your sun sign so you can get a better picture. But for a really accurate one, you got to have your chart done. I mean, that's just reality. Okay, there you go. You're on, Joe.
Absolutely. Okay, well, thank you. Let's start off with Aries, okay? Aries, this is going to be a really interesting month for you, a very powerful month, as I wrote in my newsletter, as basically these two eclipses are going to rock your world, one having to do with your money in the second house, the other one having to do with your beliefs and resources connected to other people, but it'll also be associated with your self-worth. So I want you to look at yourself in a new way, what you're worth, evaluating yourself, your beliefs, and so on and so forth. This is going to be a turning point for you. So when you look back at this month, 6 months from now, a year from now, you're going to say, oh, that eclipse really changed my world. Mm-hmm. And it will. So I want you to just pay attention. This is going to be very favorable for you in the long run. So don't sit there and dwell on, oh, things are not moving, nothing's moving forward. The eclipse on the 25th is a lunar eclipse. It's going to be in your ninth house, so expect some sort of trip or travel or higher education or learning. So, take it. Go do that adventure or take that class, whatever it is that you want to do. Mm-hmm. Mars, your ruler, will enter Gemini. Talk about the second half of this month. You'll be talking, all kinds of ideas. So please write them down. This looks like a very favorable month for you. Just don't scatter your energy. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you something before you go on to the next sign, Joe.
Go ahead.
What I'm finding, and maybe you are too, with my clients and some of my friends, is they're complaining a lot, doing the same thing over and over again, and then complaining that nothing is moving, and there's almost a soul refusal to try something new. And say, okay, this isn't working. Let me motivate myself to try something new. Do you think that's just related to what we discussed the first half of today's show, that lethargy? Or is there something, deeper than that? Just it's like everybody's frozen and they're stubbornly refusing to give up what doesn't work.
Well, as the past 4 years, what is actually happening to us is at a very deep level, we are being confronted with our own belief system of the world, our ideology, who we are, and so on and so forth. The universe, and I got this message so clear intuitively that we're going to go through a time where we awaken something within us. And so, you know, we are so used to, in this country, and most people for that matter, of going after something, achieving, wanting to make more money, buying more things, that we forget that the purpose of life is to experience it. And so the universe is saying to us, sit still long enough so I could teach you and show you who you really are.
Right.
You see? And so the conflict is, we have this old system of looking at the world, I need to accomplish, I need to achieve, I need to go here, I need to go there. And the universe is saying, no, slow the hell down and pay attention to what I'm trying to show you. So there's the conflict.
Right. Okay.
You see? Okay.
All right.
and it's irritating because we're so used to moving and doing.
Well, it irritates me to have to tell the same person the same thing over and over again, and then all they do is spit out negatives. And that's the other thing. I notice more people speaking in total negatives than ever before, and they don't even realize it.
Because they're fighting their own belief system, their own ideology inside. And this energy, I gotta admit, is irritable. It is absolutely irritable. When Uranus and Pluto square and we have these other alignments, they are irritable. I find myself in that little bit of irritable mood. But you know what I do? I go outside, because I live in Sedona, and I walk around and I go, wow, what a lovely mountain. What a lovely tree. What a lovely bird.
Right.
Why do I do that? Because that gets me back to reality. The reality is that we are spiritual beings having an experience.
Right. Well, you nature see? Is very healing. That's for sure.
That's right. Exactly. So that's what I would recommend to so many people and clients and friends. When they start getting irritated, go outside. Go do something in nature. You know, it'll bring you back to center.
Mm-hmm. So, then let's get on to Taurus.
Okay.
Taurus waiting for a bated breath.
Well, what can I say? Taurus, this is your month. All right? With a solar eclipse in your sign, this is your time to shine. If you want to start a new business, you want to change your identity, you want to buy new clothes, you want to present yourself in a way that people are going to respond. And this is why I chose May 9th for my event.
Uh-huh.
It's right on the solar eclipse. So this will be a significant time for Taurus. All talks of money this month, all ideas, because Venus will be in Gemini, all kinds of talk and communication. People will seek you out. You'll draw more attention to yourself this month. So this is a window of opportunity, Taurus, to break out of the old and look at the world in a different way, especially with May 20th with that Uranus and Pluto square. This is absolutely saying, Taurus, you can't look at yourself the same way anymore. You've got to go in a new direction.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what's happening to Taurus. It's a great month to break out. But, of course, Taurus is a fixed sign, and it's a very stubborn sign, so it refuses to sort of move itself or momentum. But this month is not going to – you're not going to be able to stop yourself. So the second half of the month is really more about – kicking it up a few notches, especially with all those planets in Gemini.
Mm.
So don't be resistant. The second half of the month, go with the flow, investigate what you need to investigate, and all kinds of money matters will be important this month for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Gemini, what can I say, Gemini? Be patient. This is a tricky month for you. The first half of the month with all these planets in Taurus, you may be feeling a little lethargic or not feeling that well. That's because Taurus is the sign before yours, and all these planets are in your 12th house of privacy. The second half of the month is your month, okay? You know, it's all about asserting yourself, moving forward, thinking, planning, creating, moving forward. This is the first half of the month. The universe is saying, recharge your batteries. Just sit still long enough and pay attention and listen to the spiritual messages that you should be receiving. The second half of the month is your productive month. So this is now a green light to move forward with all of your goals and wishes and dreams, expressing yourself, wanting more out of life, desires. This month you need to be cautious about overexerting yourself, because all this energy is going to amp your energy level up, your personality. You may have trouble sleeping. There may be all kinds of shifts with people and relationships, especially with the lunar eclipse on the 25th. It's in Sagittarius, which is your opposite sign. There may be a lot of confusion around partnerships towards the end of the month for you, Gemini, so pay attention. But share your ideas and visions. This will be a very favorable month for that for you. All right?
All right. Cancer. Before you get to Cancer, question on Gemini.
Go.
A lot of people say that Geminis are the schizophrenics of the zodiac. What do you think about that?
Well, Gemini is the split personality. It's the duality of life. So, yes, if someone has some poorly aspected alignments in their chart, they can be schizophrenic. An average Gemini that knows that they have another personality could be like a Jekyll and Hyde or, you know, happy-go-lucky and then miserable and unhappy. Yes, they absolutely are the, I don't say schizophrenic, but they do have a dual personality without a doubt. And the same goes for Virgo because Virgo is also ruled by Mercury just like Gemini is.
Just I wanted to ask that for a goodly while. Now I have my answer.
Okay, let's see. Cancer, you start off this month with high hopes, okay? This month is going to be really an interesting month for you to sort of build your foundation, especially with all these planets in Taurus. This is very favorable for a Cancer. It's about building your foundation. It's about reflecting what your value system is. And this is a great way for you to say, this is what I believe in. This is what I want to move forward with. So it's a great time for long-term goals and plannings this month, Cancer. Don't be resistant to change because you, very much like Taurus, can be very resistant to change because of fear or hesitation. When Venus goes into Gemini on the 9th, this is going to enter your 12th house of your soul and consciousness. So there's going to be sort of this slowing down. Okay, what do I really want? What do I really believe in? So all kinds of spiritual matters are going to be highlighted for you this month. But it's really about your long-term goals and being very social. This could be a very social month for you, the first half of the month. The second half of the month, when all these planets go into Gemini, you're in a reflective mode. You're in a quieter mode. Okay, even though the energy is going to be restless, you're in a quieter mode to literally find your purpose, your meaning, whatever you find valuable to you. Now, the May 20th Uranus-Pluto square will absolutely affect you. You're one of the four signs that it's been affecting. Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn have been affected the most by these squares. And this is going to be a time for you to speak your mind, especially having to do with your career or within a personal relationship. You may find that you can't help yourself. You're going to have to vocalize something that's on your mind that's been on your mind. Okay, and the lunar eclipse full moon on the 25th will and can express some of your anxiety and fear. So I want you to just not do anything dramatic. Don't overreact. Don't overthink because Cancers do have a tendency to overthink and overreact. But again, I want you to think about your long-term goals and what it is you want to achieve over the next 6 months to a year. So it's going to be very important for you to write that down and not jump to conclusions right away, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Leo, your professional and creative life will greatly affect you this month, okay? Especially having to do with career, because with all these planets in Taurus, this is going to affect your career house. So making more money, wanting to make more money, starting new businesses, these are all very important because this solar eclipse is going to affect your 10th house of career, which is going to amplify your ambitions. Okay, Leos are really good at making money with the Taurus solar eclipse. That is the sign of money. So you'll be feeling this strong desire to make more money or an impulse to leave your job and become self-employment. Something to do with that will affect you. The solar eclipse is going to be very strong, but then the lunar eclipse is going to be a sense of adventure for you, which falls into your fifth house of love and creativity, which will help you to stimulate new forms of pleasure, new speculation, new ways of expressing yourself, and that's towards the end of the month. But be careful of fantasy because Neptune is going to be closely aligned with this lunar eclipse, so you'll be kind of like in fantasy dreamland, and some of the stuff may not be realistic, so pay close attention to what's going on. And finally, the May 20th Uranus square Pluto, this one is going to be a kind of a reminder to keep your eyes on the long-term goals. Change instead of being distracted by trivial events is what I wrote. paying attention that we're going through some changes. There may be some rough alignments, involved with this for you, and it's affecting everyone, so don't take it personally. But there may be some conflict or irritation about a project that you can't get off the ground just yet. So just be patient. The second half of the month, you're filled with ideas as the planets go into a Gemini. So take advantage of that energy. Virgo. Okay, Virgo. This is also a very favorable month for you in terms of your health, in terms of your moving forward with new ideas, as all these planets are in Taurus, a fellow Earth sign. This will be there's all kinds of big ideas that are occurring here because these alignments and that solar eclipse falls into your ninth house of big ideas, travel, adventure, higher education, and learning. So you'll see over the next 6 months or so, you'll want to take more classes or want to learn something new. There'll also be a strong desire to travel. So I want you to focus on this month, where would you like to go see next? What would you like to do next? Okay? Don't just sit there and you kind of feel miserable or feel sad for yourself. Mm. Go do something adventuresome. Go see something new. Explore. This is a month that it's calling you to go outside of your comfort zone. So pay attention to that. All right? Look at your long-term goals. This is very beneficial to you. The alignment of the solar eclipse is going to fall in this house, so it's very favorable. Let's see, what do we have here? We have the planets shifting into Gemini, which is very favorable for you, but it may be a little tricky because Virgo and Gemini are squared to each other, which is a difficult alignment. So I want you to, even though you're thinking about long-term goals, don't get irritated very easily because of these alignments that are occurring. They're going to be squaring each other. But I wanted to talk about the May 20th alignment of Uranus and Pluto. This is very significant for you because it's asking you to really look at your world in a different way. Otherwise, your health is being affected. The way you express yourself, your passion, you may be feeling a bit restless this month, stressful. You Virgos tend to take everything personally. And with these alignments that are occurring, including the Sagittarius lunar eclipse, which falls in your fourth house, this could put an end to an unrealistic dream about your home or family or your feelings about something or someone. So I want you to pay extra attention this month and not fall into the trap of, oh me, oh why, or I feel irritable. Okay? Libra, this is going to be an interesting month for you, having to do with work and health. All these planets in Taurus, these are going to be in your eighth house of transformation, testing your commitment to other people. Okay, since it's all in the eighth house, you're going to really question, are my relationships really stable? The people in my life, did I really belong there? And it's going to be a little tricky because on May the 9th, Venus, your ruler, goes into Gemini. So you're going to want more flirtation and more adventure and wanting to travel and explore and laugh. And that's all fun and good. But bottom line is this month is going to be tricky because at the same time, you're needing to let go of some people or some situations that no longer serve your highest good. So I want you to really pay attention to what you're doing. Don't just think that this is all party and fun and games, when sometimes it can be, but this month, because of the alignments, because of the lunar eclipse, and because of the May 20th square, this is going to be a very tricky, challenging month for you if you're not paying attention, especially having to do with relationships, right? Because like I said, everything is affecting your eighth and your ninth house. So just pay attention traveling. The May 20th square sends deep shock waves through your personal life, reminding you that making radical changes might be the best option at this time. Okay, and of course the Sagittarius full moon lunar eclipse falls into your third house of communication. So watch for miscommunication or messages that get blurry or bogged down because of these alignments, and other people are going to be involved in these tricky alignments. So pay attention. All right, Scorpio, waves of change have you questioning your security. So it's very important for you guys to pay attention to what's going on this month. This eclipse is going to affect your partnerships because it happens in your opposite sign of Taurus. New people will enter your life. maybe new relationships, business relationships, personal relationships, whatever it is, this is very significant for you. So this is another transformational month. I know there's a little confusion going on with your sense of direction, what it is you really want. You've been working really hard. But as these planets start shifting the second half of the month, this is all about money and making money. So, you know, your self-worth is involved. The Sagittarius full moon is going to be in your second house of self-worth. So inspiring you to take decisive action to change your core beliefs and the way you make your income or money. So pay attention and go in that direction. Write down your ideas of what you want to accomplish over the next 6 months to a year. It'll be very favorable, especially towards the end of the year with the solar eclipse in your sign in November. So by then you should have something new or someone new in your life. So pay attention. Sagittarius, here we go, Maria.
Oh, boy.
You'll be contemplating your personal and professional partnerships this month.
I think I already got a head start on that one.
I'm sure. Well, the Sagittarius full moon eclipse on the 25th falls in your first house of personality, and you'll be evaluating, you know, who are these people? What do I really want them in my life? Do they belong there anymore? You know, is this what I really want? And of course, with the solar eclipse in Taurus, this is really saying, what do I really value? What my belief systems are? What my work is? What my health routine is all about? It's really changing you on a deep inside, on the core level. So the second half of the month, look for a lot of people coming into your life or more communication or being busier at work because all these planets enter Gemini. So communication, thought process, ideas, these are all going to continue to be highlighted for you, especially around May the 20th. This is the third square between Uranus and Pluto. This lights up your fifth house of play, which could be a good time to meet somebody new, you know, or have more fun. So I say get out there and have some more fun, Maria.
Wow, I don't know if I can take more fun than I'm already having.
there you go. All right, so let's go to the second half of Maria's reading. Capricorn, again, get ready to question your values this month, Capricorn, as several planets make their way through Taurus and your fifth house of idealism. Okay, so try not to get frustrated. Wanting to move forward with all this heavy Taurus energy can be a little challenging. But this is really about a month about long-term goals. Okay, so the changes that you've been wanting to make, you may fall into this doubt mode. Oh, should I do it? Should I not do it? Maybe I should go forward. The imagination will start playing some tricks on you this month, okay, especially with Mercury going into Gemini. It's going to be very playful, at the same time a little confusing. So be very, I don't want to say cautious, but be aware of what's going on this month, all right? The May 20th alignments, this is going to be very interesting for you. It has to do with your habits. It's going to have to do with your daily routine, your job. Don't become scattered is what I'm suggesting here. This energy that's coming with the Uranus-Pluto square is really asking you to dive deep within your personal life, especially on the home front or having to do with your feelings. This, if you're with someone or in a relationship that you need to let go of or you need to move, find a new residence or something along those lines, this would be the month to do it. It will trigger the need to remodel or something to do with your feelings. At the end of the month with the lunar eclipse, there may be a sense of escapism or retreat, maybe a good time to lay low and just enjoy life. So there's the second half of the month for Capricorn. Aquarius, all right. Revising your long-term goals is very favorable this month, so I want you to pay attention because these two eclipses are going to change your foundation, and it's going to change the way you view yourself, your home life, the way you thought about what you believe in, the strong desire to move, and also move forward in the fantasy land. So you got to be careful because there's a tough alignments having to do with fantasy, being fantasy prone towards the middle of the month with all these planets going into Gemini. Your mind is becoming very activated with all kinds of fantasies and premonitions and illusions. So I want you to pay close attention to your dreams. This is going to be a very interesting month for dreams for you guys, especially the second half of the month. Gemini is going to load up, all these planets are going to be loaded up in your fifth house of creativity. Venus, Jupiter, I mean, this is going to make you very hyper, so especially mentally, so I want you to pay attention to what you're doing. on May the 20th, the expressive Jupiter alignment with Saturn is going to ask you to commit yourself to one or more goals. You're going to have a lot on your plate this month, Aquarius, so pay attention. Let's go to Pisces. Time to clear your mind of outmoded hopes, wishes, and dreams. This is going to be a very favorable month, so it's time for you to wake up, Pisces. The solar eclipse falls in your third house of communication, prompting you to have animated conversations, especially the second half when all these planets go into Gemini. Reconnecting with the past, people from the past, friendships, all of that stuff gets activated for you. So expect your home life to be center stage around the 20th of that Uranus square Pluto. So it's going to be very favorable for you. The lunar eclipse will happen in your 10th house career. There may be some career news, which can turn out to be very favorable. So pay attention. There you have it, Maria.
Wow, Joe, that's a whole lot.
More, they could go to my website, read my newsletter. It's free. It's always on my website. They could join my email list. So
absolutely. Well, I'll talk with you soon, Joe. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Joe Anthony, planetswithin.com. Now, tomorrow I will be back. No need for me to reschedule. I'll be back with the news, and as usual, there's going to be plenty of it. I want to thank you for supporting the show, for your donations, your subscriptions, and telling other people about it. See you guys tomorrow.
Thank you for listening and supporting The Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom, only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.